MPO. Carrie, would you like to start with the roll call?
Sure. I'm going to name off the people that are here that are present. So when I call your name, if you can announce present, and I'm going to do the people that are actually physically present here today first. Thomas Witt from KYTC.
Present.
Mike Libitsky.
Present.
And I'm going to go around the staff to you that are here. Shimbo Mi. Amir.
Present.
Pam Drock.
Present.
Sayed Shakuzadeh.
Present.
Aaron Schrieffer.
Here.
And Carrie Aiken, that's myself. We also have Jennifer Scott, who is online, and she will be our new transportation planner grants person. So she is online today. Matthew Bullock from NDOT.
Present.
Nick Hall.
Present.
Cinda Phillips. Jonathan Sebakeen.
Present.
Holly Trevino.
Present.
Rick Wilson.
Present.
And I see Dwayne, and Dwayne, I don't see your last name on here.
Sure. So I'm Dwayne Decker with NDOT.
Decker. Okay, great. Thank you. Is there anybody that I've missed?
Yeah, Steve Raleigh. I just jumped on.
Steve Raleigh. Okay, thank you. And Karen Brooks, she just popped on. Okay, I think that's everybody.
Earlier, Carrie was kind enough to email everyone the agenda, minutes, and all the PDFs that go along with the meeting. Starting with the minutes, hopefully everyone's had the opportunity to review those. Are there any questions, comments? If not, I'd entertain a motion to accept minutes as presented.
Motion to approve.
Steve, thank you for the first. I need to say it.
Second.
Thank you, John. Looks like got a couple more people jumping in here. Is it Lori Van Hook? Hi, Lori. John, hi. Anybody else I miss? Mackenzie, did I miss you? Hi. Carrie, were you able to get all those? And I'm going to turn this over to Pam Drop for some old business.
Thank you. We'll start with the Indiana LPA projects. An update on the City of Evansville projects, Walnut Street Phase 2. The project is approximately 85% complete. The Van Avenue speed hump is under construction. I think it's complete construction right now. Is that correct?
Two lanes are working. Two lanes are closed.
Okay. So when you're driving on Van, be mindful of that. The Bakey intersection is operating in a four-way flashing red condition at the signal. And the Weinbach intersection will be closed within the next month for a 30-day reconstruction. On Walnut Street Phase 3, the first phase of the project is under construction from US 41 to Kentucky Avenue. This will take approximately 30 to 45 days. Utility relocation is being completed along the rest of the corridor, with gas relocation currently at Denby and Walnut. In the 2nd Street, Parrott Street, Jefferson Street roundabout intersection project, an additional public meeting was held on August 16th of this year to get some additional information from the general public on the support for that project. Looking at Vandenberg County, Oak Hill Road from Eastwood Drive to Millersburg Road. This project is in the right-of-way activities phase. Right-of-way activities are continuing, where there are 45 of 48 parcels have been secured. Then moving on to the Kentucky partner projects, the City of Henderson, Wathen Lane. That project is being readied for a letting for construction, and the environmental document is being updated at this time. And that's it for our updates. I will turn this over to NDOT for them to go through their updates.
Thank you, ma'am. So two at the top are completed. So it's I-69 over Baseline Road, and the four thin deck overlays on Diamonds. Those are complete. Construction is also complete on State Route 66. And then 44156, this is the construction on 41 at Small Structures and the bridge decks. They have the bridge decks completed with the Small Structures and drain construction ongoing. It looks like they had the pits dug out there. As everybody is aware, construction is ongoing at Epworth and Beloit. Moving down 42753, that's I-69. So we've got construction ongoing, and the off ramp at Boone and Harmony Road is closed. They're rebuilding that. 42876, that's the US 41 pedestrian bridge at Washington Avenue. Contract was awarded, and the groundbreaking is scheduled for 9/28. 42187. We pushed that back from a September to an October letting. 41410, that's reconstruction on 41. Final plans were sent up to central office to be published for the October letting. Those should go out soon. And we're still working on some revisions to finalize some utility conflicts. 44898, these are the four intersections, Burkhart Cross Point, Stockwell, and Van. Final plans were sent up to central office, and we're working on some preprint changes to finalize some utility conflicts, and then add some trees in different locations and things like that. But those are set to be advertised in the November letting. And then, so there's been some changes on the larger Lloyd project. So 42287, we separated out three portions or three project numbers from this larger contract. That'd be Wabash Avenue, St. Joe Avenue, and the pavement between Barker and Wabash. And that was moved out to a July and 25 letting. And that'll be the last one highlighted on this list, and that's to accommodate utility relocations to that section. And so the other DES that are currently in this project are set to let in February. We had our final field check at the end of August. I just got stage three plans on that one. We did submit the infra grant application, I think 2 weeks ago now, and we're working on utility reimbursement agreements, and our public hearing for that one is the 26th of September. So I encourage everybody to spread the news on that and come if you're interested. Let's see, 42728, these are bridges on 62. So the final field check was last week, and their environmental documents being reviewed. 42199, this is a slide correction on 66. The geotech report was submitted at the end of August. So a lot of updates there. And then at the end of 45152, that's the roadway reconstruction and the Lloyd projects. So any questions from anybody?
Thank you, Matthew.
No problem. Does anybody else
have any old business? Okay, we'll move to new business. Pam, I'm back to you.
We have some 2024 to 2028 TIP amendments to bring before the committee today for your consideration for approval. Most of the amendments that are on this list you may have seen before at a previous meeting. Many of these changes were made to the 2022 to 2026 TIP, And what we're doing now is bringing those changes forward to the 2024-2028 TIP. The first four contracts that are listed on this amendment, contract 42287, 44898, 45152, and 44763, are related to the changes that Matt referred to the Lloyd for You project, where they've combined some DES numbers, pulled some DES numbers out, and made them separate contracts, and then made some adjustments to the cost estimates in the TIP. And again, many of these changes we've seen before in the 2022-2026 TIP, and they're just being carried forward. We have a revised funding on an I-64 project, a slide correction project that is in the current 24-28 TIP. Revised funding on a pavement and bridge deck overlay project in the TIP. We added a contract, 44987, electric vehicle charging infrastructure at various locations along the Indiana interstates. That project was added to this new TIP with PE in 2024 and construction in 2024, similar PE and construction in 25, and then some construction in 26. And then we've also revised funding on a project and on the KYTC system. It's a bridge project. That project will be going to letting in the next couple of months, and we've revised that funding to bring that up to date for letting. Are there any questions?
If no questions, we'll entertain a motion to accept. As
Matthew Bullock, so moved.
And I need a second.
Steve Raleigh, second.
Thank you very much. Pam?
Pam, real quick, if I could, the agenda that was sent out for this meeting for new business, it's the 22-26 TIP amendment. And I guess for the minutes for this meeting, can we make sure that that's the 24-28 so that we're accurate in what we're approving?
Yes, thank you very much.
Yep.
We need to vote on these. We had a motion and a second.
The same thing. Yes, we do need.
We actually voted on the minutes, did we?
Carrie, did we have a vote on the minutes and a vote on this?
There was a vote on the minutes. Okay. I didn't.
I had a little trouble hearing the online.
Yeah. Okay. It was Steve and Jonathan. And I just wanted to note for the minutes as well, Catherine Berggren from KYTC just popped on. So.
So do we need an all in favor of the amendments?
Do you need everyone to yes or no on this, Carrie?
Yes, please. We do need a vote.
Okay. All members approving as stated the amendment?
Aye.
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 Are there any opposed? All right, Pam, item B.
Okay, we've processed several TIP modifications, and these are just for informational purposes. The first one that was processed on August 14th brings two local projects in the KYTC program from a previous TIP into the new TIP so that they can go forward for construction in fiscal year 2024. The next one was processed on August 15th. And this one pertained to our UPWP and some flex funding that needed to be added to the 24-28 TIP. August 29th, we processed several. Again, many of these were modifications that were made to the 22-26 TIP, and we were just bringing them forward into the 24 TIP. Three of the projects were added. These are group projects. They're small type projects that can be added to the TIP as a modification. We revised funding on two contracts, and we moved the construction phase on two contracts that were currently in the TIP at that time. August 31st, KYTC added a new grouped project to the 24 to 28 tip. Any questions about the modifications?
Thanks, Pam. How about item C?
All right. And then finally, that we're bringing to the committee for your consideration and approval. As part of the KYTC project prioritization process, it's called Strategic Highway Investment Formula for Tomorrow, or the SHIFT process. The Evansville MPO, in coordination with the local public agencies and KYTC, are permitted to assign boost projects or boost points to projects within the SHIFT program, a draft program. So we met with local public agencies and KYTC in March early on to sponsor some projects. Those projects moved forward. We got some, scoring information from KYTC on the projects that remained in the program. And then in August, we met with the locals as well as KYTC to talk about which projects that remained on that list we wanted to apply some boost points to. There was a draft of two projects that we selected, and we sent those to the regional legislatures for their input. And providing, given all of the input that we received, we bring forward to the committee for consideration Watson Lane US 41 intersection improvement project to receive a boost point, as well as the Kentucky 1539 project from Kentucky 351 to Kimsey Lane, also for a boost project as boost points.
Does anybody have any questions concerning the boost projects in the point system? I'd entertain a motion to accept as stated.
I'll make a motion, Nick Hall.
I'll second, Matthew Bullock.
And we'll need a vote. And all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Is anyone opposed? And that carries. Is there any other business that needs to be addressed? Carrie, are you noticing anything that I've missed on the agenda?
You have everything, but when you get to public comments, we do have two members of the public here. I'm not sure if they'll have any comments.
I understand. Our next section is the public comment. Members of the public, if you would please step to the podium, state your name, your address, and your comments.
There's no public comment. There's just public visiting.
Thank you. Our next meeting will be November 9th. Ms. Aiken will be kind enough to prep us properly, and hope everyone has a nice day. I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved, Steve Raleigh.
Second.
A second, Holly Trevino.
Thank you. Anybody have a problem with having a nice day? I hope you all have a wonderful day. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you, NPO, for their efforts.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.